Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Fred Bottomer, the Look at the Week in Religion. The Pew Research Center has done an extensive analysis of this year's Catholic vote, finding a split right down the middle. Greg Smith is the senior researcher for the Pew Research Center.
About half of Catholic registered voters in the United States describe themselves as Republicans or say they lean toward the GOP. The other half identify with or lean toward the Democratic Party. So, as a whole, Catholics are split right down the middle. However, if we dig just below the surface, we see some big divisions between white Catholics and Hispanic Catholics. White Catholics have been trending strongly in a Republican direction over the last 20 years or so. Today, almost 6 in 10 white Catholic registered voters identify with or lean toward the Republican Party. Hispanic Catholics, by contrast, who are growing as a share of all Catholics, Hispanic Catholics are a strongly Democratic constituency. About two-thirds of them identify with or lean toward the Democratic Party.
How have Catholics voted in recent presidential elections?
In recent presidential elections, the Catholic vote has swung back and forth between the Republican and the Democratic candidate. In 2016, Catholics narrowly backed Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Catholics also narrowly backed George W. Bush over John Kerry back in 2004. However, in 2008, Catholics chose Democrat Barack Obama over John McCain, and in both 2000 and in 2012, Catholics were split almost right down the middle.
Greg, how do Catholics view President Trump?
Catholics as a whole are more disapproving than approving of President Trump. In our latest polling, about 54% of U.S. Catholics say they disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president, compared with 42% who approve of his job performance. However, we also see in these most recent data that white Catholics are more approving than disapproving of Donald Trump, while Hispanic Catholics strongly disapprove of the president's performance. Almost 7 in 10 Hispanic Catholics say they disapprove of Donald Trump's performance as president. When we look ahead to the 2020 election, Catholics are split almost right down the middle. 50% tell us that they would vote for Donald Trump if the election were held today. The other half, 49%, say they would vote for Joe Biden. Here again, we see big divisions between white Catholics and Hispanic Catholics. 6 in 10 white Catholics tell us they would vote for Trump, or at least lean that way, if the election were held today. By contrast, two-thirds of Hispanic Catholics say they would vote for Joe Biden.
Greg, what's more important to Catholics when they're voting for a president? Would it be voting for a president that shares their beliefs or something else?
You know, it's interesting. When we ask Catholics what sorts of traits they think it's important for a president to have, the big majority of Catholics, 6 in 10, say it's very important to them to have a president who personally lives a moral and ethical life. So that's quite important to many Catholics. Far fewer Catholics say it's very important to them to have a president who shares their own religious beliefs. In fact, just 14% of Catholics in the United States say it's very important to them to have a president who shares their own religious beliefs. So having a president who shares their own beliefs is far less important to U.S. Catholics than having a president who personally lives a moral and ethical life.
Greg Smith is the senior researcher for the Pew Research Center. And that's Look at the Week in Religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.